just praying that he's going to have an acapella version there, but it didn't happen. I was like, oh, if he does, I'm going to feel... Yeah, there, that's good. That's good. All right, we'll take our Bibles and turn to James chapter 4. Well, I'll just be right up front with you. If you are looking for, if you like Bible complexity and difficulty, you might find tonight very interesting. And if you came tonight looking for a blessing, you might have to wait to the end. This is a very interesting verse of scripture here that we have to look at in James chapter 4, verse 5. And it says, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth in vain? And I don't know if it's an exaggeration to say, though it's not my own words, but someone else would say, this is one of the most difficult verses to interpret in all the Bible. And you'll see why in just a moment. Let me explain to you. There are so many words in this verse that can be used in different ways. And so let me tell you what that is. The word spirit can be the lowercase spirit and can refer to the spirit within us, our own spirit, or it could be a capital S spirit. No way of telling that in terms of, like, in Greek, they only have just everything's the same, so there's no way of, so it's just interpretation. So it could be God's spirit. The word lust in our translation here can also have the idea of longing for something. So it could, if you're saying, well, the spirit, he wouldn't lust after something. Well, that's true, but the aspect of this word can mean longing. And then the word envy can have the idea of jealousy, which takes on the idea of divine jealousy. So all of the words could actually align themselves with a divine interpretation. There is also the element that the word spirit could be the subject of lusted, as it's shown here, or it could be the object of the verb lusted. And if that's the case, then a subject is supplied. So that may sound kind of strange to us, but actually the Greek language, it's not very uncommon for them just to have a verb. And then the tense of the verb lets you know what's supposed to be supplied in there. And so it would be he lusteth, he longs after, earnestly or desirously, jealously, after the spirit that's within us. So it could be God desiring our spirit. And so that's an interesting element. And then it starts off with the words, do you think that the scripture saith in vain? If you know where those words are found in the Old Testament, I would love to know. And a lot of other people will too. And so I'm not here to say, sometimes it's like, well, we've already scoured all the scriptures. But you can do word searches and you can look for things and you can kind of put stuff together. And it's very difficult to find a scripture that actually relates to this. So sometimes, this is not the only occurrence where that happens. Sometimes what that means is that the Bible is referring to multiple passages that point to a specific theme. So you've got a lot going on there. So, with all that, you can see why it's like, because you'd be saying, I'd like to know, you know, if I had that scripture reference and I knew where that Old Testament background was, then it would be very helpful to determining what's going on here in this passage. So, here are your interpretive options. And all that in. On one side, there's some positive, and they can fall in the positive side, and then there's the negative. So basically, two things that we can see here. I want you to kind of think of two buckets. I don't want you to have so many thoughts in your mind that you're like, oh. But I want you to kind of go through the pain. It could be the Spirit of God, which dwells in us, longs after us with jealousy. Could be the spirit of man, us, our spirit, which dwells in us, has longings for God with this idea of jealousy or zeal for God. It could be, like I said, God is the subject. He longs with a godly jealousy over our spirit that dwells within us. I think those are the three best possibles on the positive side. And then on the negative side, it could be the spirit of man within us we're constantly filled with desires that are running off towards these sinful things that we ought not to, this lust, this envy, conflict with other people. And that could be what's going on. So what we do is we go through and say, where does the evidence point? And so what we're going to find is, this doesn't get much simpler. The spirit that dwells within us. That, you can search the scriptures. I mean, I say that, but I don't know if I should take a little step back. But I don't know of any place where it describes our inner spirit as says it dwells within us. That's language that's used of the Holy Spirit to do that. And so that would seem to that side. The word envy seems to point to the human aspect or the negative side because it's never used of with a divine subject in terms of this idea of longing. The word envy at the very end. That word is, and it's used in the context of human sin. Right, so that's kind of an aspect. So the word kind of, if you're talking about saying, okay, where does it kind of point? One, the phrase of the Spirit points to God. The word envy seems to point towards man. The word lusteth, even though that sounds in my ear really bad, it is almost always, it's not the same word that's used in lust in other places here. It's a different, unique word, and it's almost always in a positive sense. But it's never used. You're like, oh. I mean, everything's kind of crisscrossing this way. So, word studies are okay. That's good. You want to do that. But that is not the most important thing in terms of understanding meaning. So, if you're trying to understand Scripture, it's good to know what the words are, how they're used, definitions. But sometimes the words don't always provide the answer. So, where do you go when the words, the individual words, don't give you the clues as to what definitive interpretation is? Yes, very good. We call that context. So in terms of, this is what we learned in school, context is king. So that it always has to be seen within the flow of the passage. Let me tell you which way the context is pointing. And we're going to see it's pointing in two different directions here for us. Here, before it, it tells us that God is... He's looking at us as, and he's calling us adulterers and adulterers. And he's saying here, I don't want you to be friends of the world. Because to be a friend of the world is to be an enmity of God. So it would make perfect sense for God, through his Holy Spirit that dwells within us, to be longing after us because we are going after the world. And so God's heart is yearning towards us. That makes good sense. Now, with the negative aspect, this context of it lusting and envy actually fits the words before it. In chapter 4, from whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust? Now, it's a different word, but it's the same kind of idea here. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have. Oh, I didn't mention it. It says, the lust, they war in your members. So where's the battle going at? The fighting is going on inside of you. In the context of what's going on here. And this word envy is found over here in regards to, and I think that's always the element here that makes me go, oh boy, that's a big clue. Envy, the way he says, if you have bitter envyings and strife in your heart. So you've got this element of we're all in the context. So the general context would favor a negative side. The immediate context favors the words before. Let's look at the word right after, verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Ah, now that may indicate that something positive just came because he's giving more grace in addition to what God just said. Or if it's negative, it means that he counterbalances the negative that's going on inside of us, and he gives more grace than what you, even because you're having to do this battle. You're like, oh, come on! Bring me to something. Point in one uniform direction so that I can understand. Well, I think when it comes to the scripture references, I think that's another part of it. They want, if this was a scripture reference, I think we have some that point to God having jealousy over us. Like Zechariah 8:2 says, I was zealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. So that's more of a specific verse that kind of points to the jealousy of God the Father over us. But I think it's not hard for us in terms of saying that's a general, it's a specific scriptural principle that it's our own lust, it's our own desires that lead us astray. It's hard to find something that really matches that kind of thing. So that may tip you. So you may already know in your mind, I think I know what's going on. And that's good. I mean, you search the scripture, and each one of us are priests before the Lord to discern that. When something happens like this, I tend to go with a thought that says, did God do this on purpose? I'm working hard. And other people have worked a lot harder. But I'm trying to put my mind in gear and trying to put everything together. And maybe I'm missing something. And maybe I'm not listening to what the Lord wants in terms of that. But there's an element that says, you know what? I wonder if there's an element that God intentionally has done in such a way to use to make it. So here's the devotional aspect of all this. I think on one side, you can see both of these things true that happen. But the element that when we are walking away from the world, let's take the negative side. In our own spirit, filled with longing for us, and giving for ourselves, giving us constant discontent that God has done with us. Moment that that's happened in our lives. I have to say, I'm certainly blessed with the thought that God was long. I don't think that's out of the context here, because that's the whole point here of this relationship that he has for me. He is my husband. He wants to provide for my needs. And if I find my satisfaction and my delight in something else, it stirs his heart. So on one side, it does take us to this place where we say, what's our problem? Our problem, James has already told us, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. If I will live by my desires, getting what I want out of life, that's where my problems are. But I also have a God who longs over me, and he wants me to come back. It's such a beautiful thing. Every time that I go to God in prayer for forgiveness, I always feel like no way he's going to take me back. No way. I wouldn't take him back. And yet, he loves us with an everlasting love. And we have not exhausted his kindness and compassion for his forgiveness. May we rejoice in the Lord in our hearts. All right. That's all I got tonight. Let's see what we have.